Sukkah chapter 5, Mishnah 2. B'moitzi Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, at the end of the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, Yardu Le'ezras Nashim, they would go down into the woman's courtyard, U'mesaknin Sham Tikkun Gadol, and they would make a great improvement over there, says the Mishnah. So what was the improvement? That they erected galleries around the woman's courtyard where the woman could sit, where all the festivities that we're going to explain in the coming Mishnahs took place. And this is obviously to prevent mingling between the men and the women. Actually brings it initially they didn't have this improvement. This only came later, and it only came after they saw that there was, you know, at the time of the parties, there was inappropriate behavior between the men and the women, so they instituted that they would build these galleries. And Umenorah Shel Zav Hayusham, there were golden candlesticks over there. They had these massive golden candlesticks. V'arba Sefalim Shel Zahav Barisham, and they each had four golden bowls at the top. So there's a dispute as to how many candlesticks there were. Some say three, some say four. But each candlestick, each of these golden candlesticks, had four big bowls on top of them. V'arba sulamos l'chol echad v'echad, and then they would put four ladders, one to each bowl. V'arba yeladim mipecha kohuna ubidam, and then four young kohanim would go up. Ubidam kadim shel shemen, and they each had in their hands jugs of oil, shel maya v'ishrim loig, that were 120 loig, which is about 15 liters. So it was like quite a big, you know, it's like a heavy yah. Shehain matilin l'chol seifel v'seifel, and they would pour that into each bowl. So each bowl held 15 liters. So you can imagine that, well, it actually mentioned in the next Mishnah, but the light that came from these was a lot of light.